Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey, holding it down in New York City. And thank you so much to you. Yes, you, for listening to the show in your car, at work, at home, cleaning, sweeping, patrolling, securing, driving behind that idiot in traffic. Maybe you are that idiot in traffic. Whatever you do, drive safe, though, please, okay? Don't hurt or harm anybody. Me, I'm not harming anybody. I'm just good. I'm here in the studio, minding my business, talking to you. This show, it gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen anywhere, anytime. You can hit pause. You can tune into the Infinity Sports Network on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. Shout-outs to all my truck drivers and people at home who have Sirius. Maybe you got at work. Thank you. Ask a smart speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we roll. We pop up, folks. We're everywhere. You can also call up. The phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere. I'm on X and Facebook and IG. I am at JR Sport Brief. Go ahead, check it out, unless you're driving. If your ass is driving, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Anyway, what a busy night. What a busy day. What else is new? We got a good one out in Philadelphia. The Miami Heat and the Sixers are playing it close right now. 68-66, Miami leads the Sixers. There's 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. The winner of this game automatically qualifies for the postseason. They head on as the seventh seed to take on the New York Knicks. And then we got another game. It's going to tip off in about 30 minutes. It is a complete waste of damn time. The Chicago Bulls are going to take on the Atlanta Hawks. Now, I don't know. I don't know if two cockroaches in Chicago want to sit down and watch that game. They're going to be fans there. And these fans, if I was a Chicago Bulls fan, I'd be in there to do, I don't know, what am I going to do, boo? I'd be ready to boo the team. Boo. Get them the hell up on out of here and do something in the offseason. Wasting our time here. That, and I'd be there for the drinks. Yeah, I'd be there for the drinks. Anyway, it's Wednesday. Last hour, if you missed it, it sucks for you. Listen on the free Odyssey app and hit rewind. I gave you a top six list. We've had a busy day. Earlier this morning, ESPN put out an article that basically said Robert Kraft told Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, that you probably can't trust Bill Belichick. And that is one of the reasons that Bill Belichick currently doesn't have a job. Robert Kraft, through his spokesperson, said, I didn't say that. I also didn't go to the massage parlor, but I did not say that. And so we get these hit pieces on Belichick. Bill Belichick can't catch a break. And so today, in honor of Mr. Belichick, thank you for the inspiration, I gave you a top six list, taking a look at some controversial coaches in history. You could say some of these guys are jackasses. They fall into different categories. Here, let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Lou Piniella. What a sweet, sweet man. Very nice. I've had a great, one of the greatest conversations I've ever had with anybody in the world of sports was with Lou Piniella at like a steakhouse in New York City. What a nice guy. Yeah, you can look at the photo. It's on my my ex at JR Sport Brief. Look at me and Lou Piniella from like a million years ago. At number five, I gave you Urban Meyer, the man who left his team and his wife to hang out with a woman who was not his wife. And number four, I gave you John Tortorella. This man won a Stanley Cup with Tampa, and then he just tongue lashes everybody else, including the media. And number three, I gave you Bill Belichick. I think that is self-explanatory. And number two, I gave you that lying-ass Bobby Petrino. This man is hated from here in Atlanta out to Arkansas for being a liar. And then number one, well, he passed away last year. But if you want to talk about controversial, you want to talk about hitting players and throwing chairs and choking people and cursing, it's Bobby Knight. Oh, you need a reminder of how controversial Bobby Knight was? Well, I got a reminder for you right here. It's courtesy of Yahoo Sports. Let's listen to some of the greatest verbal hits from this man, Bobby Knight.
Wait a minute. There's something forming here. It says, what a question.
I'm really disappointed in the
of course
I got the progress that we've made. God damn it! This show. Take this show and forget it. Forget
basketball. If it amazes you, then you don't know anything about basketball. You're illuminating your relative lack of knowledge of the game with a statement like that.
Final question, Coach.
Eric, I'll tell him when it's a goddamn final question. You just sit there, and when I get tired, then they can stick those pencils up their ass.
When my time on Earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my...
Yeah, he was the one. Bobby Knight. Controversial. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When I say controversial coach or manager, who comes to your mind? Let's go ahead and talk to Ian from North Carolina. Ian, you're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up?
Hey, good night, JR. Just wanted to give you a shout out. Love your show. I listen whenever I can. And you got a cool, smoothing voice. You know, good thing to relax at the end of the day. But moving forward, I was asking what you thought about the Orlando Magic and how far they could get into the playoffs. How far you see them going?
Not to a championship. I think they could win this first round against the Cavs, but I think this is one of those years where you got to come in and get experience before you keep beating people up.
Do you think it's a year, 2 years? Do you see them ever getting to that championship point, or do you just see them kind of middle
too early.
In the ground?
No, it's too early, but the fact that they have Paolo Banchero, they have someone who I think can be the best player on a championship team, yes. But they got to build out around him. And they got a lot of young assets that they could build around to move if they wanted to. The guards that they have ultimately aren't going to be there when they win a championship, not all of them. But they got a lot of great young assets that they can build around. I feel good about them over the next I can't tell you when I think they're going to win a championship, but I wouldn't be surprised if in the next 5 years that they really start becoming legitimate contenders. What else you got?
Well, who would you pick right now to win the NBA Finals?
I think the heavy favorite, I would say, happen to be the Nuggets, and then I'd probably put the Celtics number two.
Okay, so you think this is the year the Celtics can get over the top?
I think this is the year that they'll go back to the East. I don't want to say go over the top. I told you I got the Nuggets.
Okay, okay. I like the repeat. Well, thank you for your time, JR. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
You know, having a nice conversation. Love
thank
the show.
You. Well, thank you, Ian, okay, for calling from North Carolina. No doubt about it. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tennessee. Let's talk to Willie. Willie, how are you, man? You're on the Infinity Sports Network.
Thanks. Thanks for taking my call, JR. I love the show. Absolutely love it. I just wanted to remind folks about, I think it was 1978. It was, I was at the game at the Gator Bowl, and Woody Hayes punched a Clemson player because he caught an interception and he was running it back, and Woody ran up to him and punched him in the face.
Yeah, Hickey brought that one. Hickey talked about that. He mentioned that.
Oh, did he?
I got
on the show late, so I didn't hear that, but that was hilarious.
Listen, we've had a lot of violent coaches here and there. Yeah, you can't throw that one, especially when a guy got a helmet on. I don't get it when players, two guys wearing helmets are fighting each other, let alone a guy who doesn't wear a helmet is going to go punch a player.
Right.
I've seen some wild things. Well, thank you, Willie.
Yeah, thank you. You have a great night. Bye.
You as well. Thank you, Willie, for calling from Tennessee. Let's go up to Wisconsin and talk to Will. 855-212-4227. You talk about a controversial coach. Hey, Will, who is it?
Yeah, you want a good one? That could have easily made your top six. I'm talking about, rest in peace, though, Mr. Billy Martin. Man, I can't believe the feuds he had with coaches, whether it was in the dugout or even on TV, the hirings and firings with Steinbrenner. But who can forget the ultimate feud you had with one of the best baseball players ever, Reggie Jackson?
Yeah, Reggie Jackson was getting ready to take that bat to the side of his head.
You better believe it. I was younger in those days, but I loved watching it. It was a comedy of errors with Billy Martin and the Yankee staff.
Yeah, they ended up winning a championship. They hated each other's guts, though.
It's funny how those things work, man.
It's like a marriage. Well, maybe not. We don't want to advocate for any of that. But you know, sometimes you go at each other's throats, and the next minute you're having success. I guess that's how it works. Well, thank you, Will.
I thank you for your time. I appreciate you. I loved your show, bud.
Thank you, Will. Shout outs to Will for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, Billy Martin. Like, he talked crap against his players and the owner. Maybe that's why George Steinbrenner always fired him, hired him back, fired him again. It's just love-hate relationship with Mr. Billy Martin. 855-212-4227. Jay is calling from Arkansas on the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hello, JR.
Hold on a second. Hickey, I was not prepared for that. Whoa.
The movies.
Am I going to get snatched out of the studio any second now? Hey, Jay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio.
All right. How you been doing?
Hold on. I got to use my regular voice now. Hold on. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. I just wondered how you been doing and wanted to see if you had an opinion about how good or how lousy the Razorbacks would be this year in football.
The Razorback, what, with Calipari? What'd you say, Calipari?
No, hell no, that's basketball.
Oh, the football? I think the football team is going to suck. They've sucked forever. I don't even bother watching them in the SEC. A waste of my time on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why the hell they brought the team back.
Okay. Right. Yeah, just advice. Well, thank you, Jay. Appreciate you for calling from Arkansas, okay?
All right, bud. You take care.
Take care. No problem. Well, Hickey, if I go missing, we know who did it.
I was going to say, if someone's going to take your job, maybe it's Jay. You have a smooth voice yourself, but that's...
No, imagine him as one of them giggity-giggity operators. imagine you call up and you get Jay on the phone.
Very slow and deliberate.
Looking to have the time of your life, and boom, there's Jay. Ready to take you the rest of the way. Amazing. Thank you. I had to go, whoa, that's... hey.
Some pipes.
If I did the whole show like that, would I have a job, you think? The whole show, like all 4 hours of the show, would I have a job?
You'd have a job as a voiceover for sure. And maybe you could replace Morgan Disney? Freeman.
No, Disney, I'd have to be some guy living underneath a log. Like, I'd have to be an evil villain in a Disney movie.
I'm sure it pays well.
Being an evil villain in a Disney movie?
Yeah, you know, like a Swamp King.
Well, let's think about some villains. I'm trying to think if I know any evil Disney villains. I do know that Whoopi Goldberg played one of the hyenas in The Lion King.
Really?
Yeah, you've seen Lion King now, right?
Yes. Long, long time ago, but yes.
Yeah. Whoopi Goldberg was one of the hyenas. I should know who Scar was, but I don't. I don't know. I don't know any other. Do you know any cartoon villains? The names? Anybody?
Not like recurring, like Scooby Doo. There's like is that Disney? I'm not even sure that's Disney. I guess maybe
that's
not
Disney. I know that James Avery, and God rest his soul, from Fresh Prince, he played Shredder in Ninja Turtles, but that's not Disney.
Boy Meets World. Who is the teacher? Mr.
Finkel? I don't know.
Something like that.
It Mr. Finkel?
Does he count as like a
villain?
A villain? I mean, the kids hated him.
The teacher and, oh my God. I don't know. No, he's a voice of reason. No. Come to think of it, I can't. Disney villains. There's Ursula.
Was that the Little Mermaid?
Yeah, that was the.
101 Dalmatians. Is there a villain?
Yeah.
Cruella de Vil?
Cruella de Vil, yeah.
Can you meet Cruella de Vil? I guess the equivalent of Cruella de Vil in 2024.
I don't know the voices, though.
Not deep.
Voice. No, but I don't know the celebrity voices. I feel bad now. Robin Williams, he was the genie, but that's the positive guy. I don't know anybody. I'm at a
loss.
That's
right.
I don't know. I'm sad. I got to look this up in a break now. It's sad anyway.
Blaze your own path.
Yeah, well, I got more time. I got to look at more Disney films. It's something to do in life. 855-212-4227. Alan is calling from Toronto. I heard Alan loves the Disney films. Alan, what's your favorite Disney movie?
Yeah, I'd have to think about that. Walt Disney,
You don't have a favorite? It's quite a while ago, so I'm not sure how to respond. Let's go through a few. You've seen Lion King, right?
Oh, Lion King, yes, I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Toy Story?
No.
Oh, okay. Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid, yes, I like that. Yeah,
yeah, we all love it.
Turned me on when I was a youngster, yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. I got to mute myself. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead. Tell me whatever you wanted to talk about after that.
I wanted to mention Billy Martin. He was fined. He was ejected. He was suspended more than anybody, and he kicked dirt on umpires. And during heated arguments, he just went absolutely berserk, took his hat off and threw it at the umpire. And he got into a barroom brawl with a marshmallow salesman. And he punched his own pitcher in 1970 outside a Detroit bar when he was coaching Minnesota, Dave Boswell. They got into a big fight, and he bloodied his face. So this man was a wild man. All right, so somebody already used Billy Martin.
Well,
I'd like to say Earl Weaver, too. He was fined and ejected and suspended more than anybody, and lucky he resigned in 1986 because in 1987 and 1988, they fell off the cliff. And, you know, he would have gone absolutely nuts. And he was he just got into an umpire's face a little bit too much. He had a very good record, but he got into way too many arguments and way too many ejections. He's had more ejections than Bobby Cox.
Yeah, well, at least now, well, forgetting Bobby Cox and the Braves, at least the Orioles are back to a place, hopefully, of prominence. You know, that would be nice, Alan.
Have you heard anything about Bobby Cox? Is he doing okay? I heard he had a stroke a few years ago, and he's still making his home in the Atlanta area.
I have heard nothing. He is not someone who is outside. I got no update outside of him being old.
And Jimmy Carter's 99. He's going to be 100 next October. You haven't heard anything more about him, have you?
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, the former president of the United States. He's making his home in the Georgia area, not too far from Atlanta.
Yeah, I think I know who Jimmy Carter is. His presidential library, I got to drive by it just about every day. He's okay. Alan, I got to tell you, I'm not here in Georgia rolling by Bobby Cox and Jimmy Carter's house. I think I'd have a problem if I tried.
Yeah, I know, yeah, but okay. they're household names anyway.
Yeah, they are, but I don't think I'm welcome at Jimmy Carter's residence, and I must tell you, he's not directly here in Atlanta. He's quite some ways outside, okay?
And Margaret Mitchell, too. I was just down there 2 years ago. I went to her house, and it was very interesting to see the Gone with the Wind.
Well, let me ask you this, Alan. The next time you come back to the States from Toronto, why don't you try to drive by Jimmy Carter's house and let me know how he's doing?
Sure, Plains, Georgia. I'll buy some peanuts there, too.
Yeah, let me know. You see, you know where he is. You let me know, okay?
Sure, I sure will. Yep, okay.
Okay, Alan. Yeah. Thank you. And don't watch The Little Mermaid, okay? Don't watch that no more.
No. Okay. I'm a little bit too young for something like that, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. You take it easy, Alan.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hickey, did I hear what I thought I heard the first time when he talked about The Little Mermaid? Did I hear that correctly?
Oh, you did.
That's not what he meant, right?
I'll leave that up to Alan to interpret. You know, I interpret what he said one way, let's say.
he said The Little Mermaid. I'm not even going to repeat it.
Yeah, I think there's only one way to interpret what he said back in the day.
If I said that on the radio, I'd be gone for a week.
Black and white when he's watching it.
I'd be gone for 2 weeks if I said that.
And then I think it was a joke at the end that he's too young for it. So you come full circle there.
Hey, I thought I was talking about wholesome Disney content, and Alan took it into another direction. Wow. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. I'm going to get some more of your calls as we talk about controversial coaches. And then, also, we're going to give you an update on this game right now in Philadelphia between Miami and Philly. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The secret's oat for nourishing your sensitive skin. Start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lion King. Take me back to 1994. Simba, A Weema Way, a Circle of Life. You love this. Love it. Miami leads Philadelphia 89-88. 3.5 minutes left. I'm trying to recall. Hickey, why the hell we talk about Disney characters? Why are we talking about this? I forgot.
Because you were talking about with Jay from Arkansas, who called with an extremely deep voice, that yes. If you had that voice, you'd have to be a Disney villain. And we're going through like celebrity Disney villains, and thus landed on Lion King. Some other movies were made, and some other callers liked some other movies that were named.
Yeah. Alan from Toronto loved The Little Mermaid. A little too much, I think. Anyway, so here we are. And then he also asked me for whatever. He's like, JR, you're in Georgia. Like, you know about Bobby Cox and his health? I'm like, bruh, no, I don't. You want to know somebody else's health I don't know about? Dikembe Mutombo. He's also here in Atlanta. Last I looked, and, you know, he had to deal with the brain issue. I think he might have had cancer. I don't see Dikembe. And I wish I had an update. I wish I had a positive update, but I don't. Because when it comes to people's personal business, sometimes they want it to be personal. And then he asked me about Jimmy Carter. It's like, JR, you're in Atlanta. You know Jimmy Carter. I'm like, he's like, yeah, the former president. I'm like, yes, I know who Jimmy Carter is. I wasn't born, I don't know, yesterday. Guy got a whole presidential library. I got to drive by every day. I got to sit in traffic past his library. Yes, I know who Jimmy Carter is. He's like, hey, JR, you got an update on him? I'm like, no, I don't. As far as knowing that he's still alive, I got no update. Unfortunately, the man's wife passed away last year. And if I do have one Jimmy Carter experience, never met him, never been all up underneath him, never shook his hand, none of this. I have, and I still do when I'm not on air. I frequent the Hawks games. Unfortunately, the Hawks are going to be playing the Bulls any minute now. That game is going to suck. Sorry. Nobody cares about that game, not even me. There was a game that I happened to be at, and they put Jimmy Carter on the kiss cam with his wife. Must I remind you? They were like 100 years old. Okay? They're not 100. Well, God rest his soul. She passed last year. They were old. And, you know, I don't know too many 95, 100-year-olds that are just kissing on kiss cam. But if there was going to be a team that did it, it was going to be the Hawks. And I got to tell you, it was sweet. It was sweet to see them. It was like, oh, you could be 95 and almost 100, and you could still love somebody and give them a kiss. It was so sweet. Hickey, one day that's going to be me, 100 years old, giving somebody a kiss one day. One day.
You're going to be going to stadiums at 100 years old, huh? It's impressive.
No, not at all.
No?
You know what? Now, the good point, no. Nah.
Do you want to be that old?
Do I want to be 100?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to be as – I will live as long as I can be okay. And what's okay, like, I want to walk around and I want to do stuff. I don't know. I don't know. Like, there are people who are 80 and 90 that get around good, you know? So, you know, but that's why I try to take care of myself now. You know, I don't know. Do I want to be 100? I don't have a target. Do you got a target age? I don't have one. I don't know.
No, but, like, I'd like to live as long as I can, like you said, within reason, where I know where I am and can still enjoy life, you know, consciously, I guess.
Right.
So, like, you know, and also I like to see a Mets World Series. So, I mean, that might take me to 100. So if that's what it takes, I'm here for the long haul.
You know what I don't want? And this is terrible. This is why I hate social media. This changed so much, especially X and Twitter. Since you know who Elon Musk took over. This place is you could open up Twitter X one day and I could be looking at the Lion King. And then I could open it up another day and find just something horrific. I opened up X today, and it was a lady in Brazil who took her, like, recently deceased. Like, I'm talking 30 minutes deceased grandfather or whoever he was. She took him to the bank to get a loan. And this, it's not funny. This was on video.
No.
It's recorded on video. She pushed this deceased man in a wheelchair into the bank and was trying to get a loan. They arrested her. They called, I don't know, whatever the hell you call in Brazil. I don't know, 911, 311, 411, whatever number they use down there. They arrested her at the bank. And, of course, there's video of everything nowadays. They got video of this. I'm like, this is not what I wanted to see at 10:30 in the morning. It was like, what are we doing here? It's bad, man. I don't want to be that old. How about that, Hickey? And you know what? He wasn't even old. He was deceased.
It's a weekend at Bernie's to the extreme. Wow.
Yeah, it's like, but she's moving his hand around and hey.
No.
Yeah, she's like, pick up the pen and she's lifting his head up. Yes.
That's sick.
It's despair.
That is sick.
He just died.
That also sounds definitely predetermined. They had a plan for that.
I hope she's in the prison forever. Like, that's sickening, man. Like, what are we doing? Pathetic. 855-212-4227. The world is just a wild place. Gary is here from South Carolina. Hey, Gary, you're on the Infinity Sports Network.
Hey there, JR. I called, you were mentioning something with the villains on Lion King with Scar. I didn't look it up.
James Earl Jones was the good lion. My bad. Sorry.
Yes, yes, yes. But wasn't the guy that played Scar, was he not the same person that played the villain in Die Hard, right, with Bruce Willis? Because the accent sounds a lot the same when you listen to the Scar.
Jeremy Irons? Is that who that was?
I don't know. I just know the picture in the face. I don't know what the name is. I figured maybe you guys can look it up real quick.
You know what? I think, wow, oh, my God. I just looked it up. You are right, Gary. Oh, my God.
Wow, awesome.
Now, it took you referencing Die Hard for me to know exactly who. I know Die Hard. I loved them. I loved all the Die Hards except for whatever the newest one they made. I stopped after the one with Sam Jackson. Forget that. Gary, you tell me. That Die Hard that they filmed in New York City with Sam Jackson, Jeremy Irons played one hell of a bad guy in that, didn't he?
Oh, it was incredible.
Oh, my God. With all the riddles around New York City and getting ready to blow up the school with the kids. Well, that's not funny, but he's like, I'm not a bad guy. I wouldn't destroy the kids. He played his ass off in that role. He did.
And he disguised it and ended up blowing up where the gold was or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, Gary, thank you for making me feel good. That was nice. Thank you.
There you go. And when you were saying the Mets World Series, you want to be old enough to World Series. Well, I had the privilege of going to the Met-Yankee World Series game 2 when Clemens threw the bat.
Oh, so, at Mike Piazza?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that was Hickey. Hickey is the Met fan, and I happen to be the Yankee fan. So here you have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so I've seen success quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, I've seen success. Hickey's waiting on his. He's gotten close. 2015. Yeah, it's been a while. All right. Well, thank you, Gary. Appreciate you, man.
It's been a pleasure. I'm glad I helped you out with that villain.
Hey, listen, you made my day. Thank you, Gary, for calling from South Carolina. Marco Belletti, did you love that? You loved that Die Hard, right, with Sam Jackson?
That's Die Hard with a Vengeance, man. I saw that in the theater. Tremendous
classic movie. Amazing. They were in
the
train station. They were on Wall Street. They were in the aqueduct. They were in Canada. Now, here's this. Marco, do you know what I'm getting ready to ask Hickey?
I'm not. I don't.
This may change my entire mood. Like, that call just made me happy. Thinking about Jeremy Irons and Die Hard. Hickey.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know where this is going to go.
Hickey, have you seen Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Wait. Before you answer, can we open it up a little further? Any of the Die Hards?
No.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know there was multiple.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I know Bruce Willis was in Die Hard. I know that people have an argument of whether Die Hard's a Christmas movie or not.
Yeah, Bruce Willis kind of important in the.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But have I seen them? No, I've had.
Oh,
man!
Come on,
I've seen The Holdovers recently. That's a popular, you know, pretty critically acclaimed movie.
The what?
Won a lot of awards. The Holdovers.
I don't know what that is. Never heard of it.
Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. Die Hard.
Very good movie. Nothing to do with Die Hard. Nothing.
I'm trying to save myself here in terms of watching a movie that everyone else has watched.
I get it. But Die Hard has been out now, I mean, from the inception for about 40 years.
That's part of the issue.
Memory serves, the first one was 88.
I think the first one was older than 88.
Yeah, I think it was 88.
Die Hard 88, 92.
And 95. Well, yeah. 95 was Die Hard with Vengeance. I remember that.
Hickey.
That's part of the issue. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a movie connoisseur. I'm the opposite of that.
Not even. Me neither.
But I've seen, so there's very few good movies I've seen that I'm playing catch up that Die Hard is right now not, it's on the list, but it's nowhere near the top just because it's so old.
So old.
That's a
problem. First one was in 88.
That's a problem.
Oh, it's not old.
Going on 40 years.
I've watched all of them growing up, man. Like, come on. It's not old. It's a classic.
I'm not saying you're old. Look, I'm just saying.
No, no, no. Let's be fair. As much as JR, I know we don't want to say it's a long time ago. I get that. But some movies stand the test of time. Some don't. Watch the first Die Hard. I'd be hard pressed.
You know what?
That it doesn't stand the test of time.
You know what? To his credit, I will say this, Marco. Do you remember, like, when these movies were on syndicated television all the time? All the time.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You couldn't go 2 seconds without watching.
The world doesn't work like, and it hasn't worked that way in a long time. This sounds crazy because I also am not old, older than all of the diehards. But the fact is, when I was growing up, this sounds crazy to be old enough to say this. Like, I could wake up, if I woke up in the middle of the night at, like, not in the middle, but if I woke up at 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. and I turned on the television, you want to know what was on? Die Hard. You know, movies from, like, the 50s and 60s and 70s, they were on all the time. If I was just randomly in my house on a Saturday at 5 o'clock, I didn't have, there was no stinking Roku. There was no internet to watch a movie. I watched television. And randomly, at a Saturday at 5 o'clock, Die Hard was on. And I don't know, what's some other stupid, Gremlins. Like, you know, what's that other one? Beetlejuice. Like, these were the movies that were on TV all the time. And so, I will give you a pass, because the first time I saw Die Hard, it probably was on like a Saturday afternoon. And after you watched it a million times, and I had it on VHS and all of this, but I give him a pass, Marco. But you got to watch Die Hard. Watch it on Christmas, and then you can skip over the second one. You might as well fast forward to the third, okay?
All right, I'll take your word for it. Watch the first one, forget the second one, on to the third.
Slow down. The first one is beyond classic. The second one's got a goof factor to it, but it's still okay. The third one's great.
Yeah. The third one you'll appreciate because it takes place in New York City.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't watch the second one, but the second one's got, you know, some goofiness to it. Let's
I like
be fair.
To laugh. Like laughing goofiness or like just like that stupid.
No, a little bit more like, are we serious? There's a little bit more going on in the second one that you're kind of like, all right, we've gotten out of control here.
The guy is running around barefoot fighting terrorists. Come on, Hickey. Come on.
I will say I got very upset at the first Star Wars when Luke Skywalker shooting at the space cadets missing all of them.
Yeah, we're not talking about fantasy. We're talking about something that could really happen. A man could really run around barefoot in a building beating up terrorists. It really could happen, okay?
10-1, he wins, huh?
It was more than 10. Nakatomi.
Yeah, Nakatomi. Yeah, Fox. Yeah.
More than 10, yeah. Guys.
Well, it's
but crazy. He slowly did it. It's not like he took them all on at the same time. This isn't Rambo.
Yeah, Hickey, it's possible. Watch the movie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I think I've calmed down. I think I'm going to go home and watch Die Hard tonight because I ain't watching the Bulls and the Hawks.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Congratulations to the Philadelphia 76ers. It's official. They beat the Miami Heat. The final score 105-104. Philadelphia advances into the playoffs as the number 7 seed. They will take on the New York Knicks. New York Knicks, good luck handling Joel Embiid, especially if he's healthy. Tonight, not the best of games. 23 points, 15 rebounds on 6 of 17 shooting. Nicholas Batum somehow, some way, came off the bench with 20 points. Guess he's still relevant. Also, Jimmy Butler, not a great game. 19 points, 5 of 18 shooting. The Miami Heat still have a chance to get into the postseason as the number 8 seed. They will take on the winner between the Atlanta Hawks and Chicago. The waste of time game that just literally got underway. Before we roll out of here, you know what I have to do. I got to tell you about something that took place this day in sports.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
We know we're only about a week away from the NFL draft next week. But we got to go back to 1999. When Eagles fans ended up with Donovan McNabb, they were not happy. These Eagles fans, they wanted Ricky Running Smoking Williams. And a matter of fact, they booed the selection. Let's go back to April 17th, 1999. Couch, McNabb, Achilles Smith, but McNabb, he got the boos. Listen to Chris Berman and Joe Theismann on ESPN go, whoa.
With the second pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan McNabb, quarterback, Syracuse University.
The Eagles were genuinely, the fans are irate over the fact that they didn't take Ricky Williams. But you have to, I hope the fans don't take it out on Donovan McNabb.
No, they better not.
They really better not, because he's a young man who has the opportunity to be able to come in and I think really make an impact on the Eagles on offense. He has the athletic ability of a Randall Cunningham. He has the size and poise in the pocket of a Rodney Peete. I think you take a combination like that and give him a chance to grow under Andy Reid, you're going to have yourself a fine young quarterback.
They did everything but win the Super Bowl, right? 5 NFC championship games. They did go to the Super Bowl. T.O. says that he threw up when he was in the Super Bowl. But look, between Couch and Achilles Smith and McNabb going 1-2-3, quarterbacks going 1-2-3. Damn, McNabb had the best career out of all of them. And Philly fans are brutal. Yeah, all the stories start adding up. Listen, folks, it's been an amazing show. It's been a pleasure to hang out with you. I gave you a top 6 list tonight. We talked about the top 6 most controversial coaches that we've ever seen. We talked about the Warriors being done, Zion and his quad injury, Caitlin Clark arriving in Indianapolis, Jonte Porter being banned from the NBA for gambling. We discussed Bill Belichick, the fact that there was a whole big story about how Robert Kraft warned the Falcons you may not want to hire Bill Belichick. Thank you to Karen Garigian for joining us from Mass Live. We just had a hell of a show. And we also learned that there are plenty of films that we have to partake in of, like Die Hard. Anyway, I'll be back with you tomorrow. Can't wait. Here on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to find me online? I am at JR Sport Brief. If you missed the top 6 list of crazy coaches, if you missed anything, you missed a call, simple. The Odyssey app got you. I'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you use the internet, if you waste your time arguing with people and complaining, it's simple. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you, yes, you, for listening, because there is no show without you. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network is done, but don't move. Don't go anywhere. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you, Hickey, and thank you, listeners, as well. Don't watch the game between the Bulls and the Hawks. They suck. They're losers.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.